This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Democrat Party is damaged goods. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Democrats have torpedoed themselves, and here's the problem. Republicans haven't really done what they need to do to just put their lights out. There's like in a, you ever seen like a boxing match where the guy's just drunk, you know, he's just on his feet like boom, and the guys announcing are like, let's see if he can finish him. Well, the Republicans are watching the Democrats just in this, you know, just flailing all over the ring, and they're over there talking to their corner man. You know, they should be over there just pummeling. You know what happens when you get a guy hurt in the ring? You jump him. You stay vigilant. You don't let him just throw that one punch when he's drunk and knock you out, but you stay vigilant, but you keep the punches coming, man, just flying. But what the Republicans do is they let him up. If these clowns can't trounce, I should say, if the Republicans can't trounce these clowns, then the party shouldn't exist. There are major fractures in the Democratic Party. You've heard me talk about it on this show. By the way, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. I've talked about how badly fractured they are. They have a Jew-hating faction in the party, and then there's a part of the party that goes, why are we hating? I thought we were the party of love. They have people that do believe in hard work and work ethic and things like this. And then they got a bunch of people that want handouts. There's nobody in the conservative movement who says, give me something for nothing. Nobody. Not if you're a true conservative. There's nobody in conservative that's a true conservative that says, I hate somebody or I hate a religion or I hate an individual. I hate your sexuality. It may not be your lifestyle. It may not be your cup of tea, but as long as you're not bothering us, we're okay. That's how America was built. The people who hate, the people who segregate, put people into these boxes and divide and what have you, it's all the Democrats. And then they accuse us of doing it. This is the time to take their divisions and turn them against them. Black folks are mad. Women are mad. Think about the state of the party right now, where you've got the leaders in that party are a bunch of old white men, the people who are most electable, the ones who are up and coming. You're not hearing about, there's no woman who's a viable candidate. I know there are people out there talking about Kamala Harris. I swear to you, there is no way Kamala Harris gets the nomination for the Democratic Party, even though they're positioning her for it. She has so much baggage, she will shoot herself in the foot. Nobody has to do anything except let her run. The person who's going to be at their party is some young white dude. It won't be a woman. I'm telling you right now.
If people are, Kevin, how do you know?
I predicted Trump would win. That worked.
But you
said AOC was going to be squashed. They are doing what they can right now to squash AOC. And I will admit, and I've admitted it before many times now, AOC is getting a lot more press than I thought she would get. But I'm telling you, AOC, they have a vendetta against her within the party.
So you are contending with a group in Congress over here. On the left flank are these self-described socialists. On the right, these moderates. And you yourself said that you're the only one who can unify everybody. And the question is, can you?
By and large, whatever orientation they came to Congress with, they know that we have to hold the center, that we have to go down the mainstream.
They know that?
They do.
But it doesn't look like that. It looks as if it's fractured.
She likes to minimize the conflicts within her caucus between the moderates and the progressives.
You have these wings, AOC and her group on one side.
It's like five people.
No, it's the progressive group. It's more than five.
I'm a progressive, yeah.
So that's Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes doing a softball interview with Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi, she's telling her, she says there's these self-described socialists within the Democratic Party. That should tell you all you need to know. You know who the leader is of the Democratic Party? A self-described socialist. The leading contender, I'm going to say that again because it sounded kind of freaky, the leading contender for the Democratic nomination and the guy who should have won it last time, Bernie Sanders, is an old, white, wealthy socialist. Now, I can't put a better description on something for your mind to go, wait a minute, he's an old white guy leading the Democratic Party. He's a socialist who's a millionaire. Yeah, Bernie Sanders, the millionaire, is the leader of the Socialist Party within the Democrats. He's the leader, and he is an avowed socialist. Get this. The dude is an independent. He's not even an official Democrat. And now I'm just telling you, when you think about the Republican Party, there's the rift you have within the Democratic Party. I could go on. Do you think black folks are happy with the state of the Democratic Party? Seriously. You think they feel represented? First of all, the congressional black circus clowns are constantly making them feel inferior. The Democrats are doing the same. They watched what happened with Jussie Smollett, which completely demolishes white privilege. What do you think is going on there? How are you going to stand in front of anybody and say, okay, black people, you are oppressed, when a dude who set up his own, you know, scenario with these two Nigerians is vacationing in Hawaii, and the one of the Nigerians, both all of whom should be in jail, just won the Gold Gloves of New York or of Chicago's. He just won the Gold Gloves. These people are partying like they're rock stars. Why not just give them awards? You want to tell me this is the Democratic Party that claims it's for the little guy? This is the Democratic Party that is run by elitists, and they've got all kinds of fractures. Now, let's go back for a second. Leslie Saul says, you're contending with self-described socialists. She says, you got moderates on the other side, what she calls moderates. There are no moderates in the Democratic Party. The moderates want open borders. The moderates want to allow people to come into this country without any problem at all, take everything that you work for as a citizen, and then they blame us. They say, you don't want these, the Republican Party and the conservatives, they don't want you, you know, to let people in, and, you know, we're the party of exclusion. No, we're the party of you work for it. That's what we're the party of. But anyway, so she goes on to explain that there are moderates on the other side, and she says, can you unify them? And she says, we can hold the center. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If the Republicans can let the Democrats hold the center, shame on them. And then, but Leslie Saul goes further. Do you know you're going to do that? It's fractured. What about AOC? Pelosi says, AOC's only got 5 folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are in big trouble, and the reason why is as clear as you watching the signs. And one of the latest signs just happened last week on Friday. Attorney General Bill Barr rebuked the Democrats in their claims that he lied and when he placed himself in contempt of Congress. And in fact, I don't know if that's technically true. He is in contempt, right? He didn't show up. Anyway, he says, I think it's a laughable charge. Yeah, I think it's largely being made to try to discredit me because they may be concerned about the outcome of the review of what happened during the election. That's pretty much Barr throwing down the gauntlet. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. He said the Democrats are criticizing him because they may be concerned about the review. Anybody doubt that? And let me put it to you this way. They've made an enemy out of Barr. Do you think Barr is feeling some angst, or he's feeling like, uh-oh, what's going to happen to me? Or do you think Barr's like, you know what, bring it? I'm telling you, I think Barr is saying, I got you. In fact, there was a supposedly a deal with him and Pelosi where Pelosi, they saw each other at this event here in D.C. when I was in D.C. And Barr walks up to Pelosi and says, hey, did you bring your handcuffs? Did you guys see this story? Yeah, Barr's like, did you bring your handcuffs? And Pelosi's like, well, no, but the sergeant-at-arms is here just in case. And Barr just walked away like, whatever. Let me ask you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson, so do you believe that the Republicans, Donald Trump, Bill Barr, any of them are running scared? These are people that were calling for his head. You think he's running scared? Because I certainly don't think so. There was a report that came out about the die. Well, before I even get into that, let me tell you what Sarah Carter tweeted. She says, a high-level dispute over which senior government officials pushed the unverified Steele dossier broke out. Comey says in 2016, Brennan insisted on including the dossier in the assessment. Brennan says, no, Comey wanted to use the dossier. Now we've got finger-pointing. Do you think that this is going to come to the conclusion that they wanted to? Here's Fox News reporting on that very story.
The argument over the origins of the Russia investigation, well, it's heating up as high-level officials begin pointing fingers over who pushed the unverified Steele dossier in the weeks leading up to the inauguration. And as Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge reports, the answers may be found in an email chain.
A dispute over whether former CIA Director John Brennan or former FBI Director James Comey pushed the unverified dossier during the presidential transition has broken out into the open after U.S. Attorney John Durham was tapped by Attorney General William Barr to investigate the investigators. The records are not public, but sources familiar with the content say December 2016 emails indicate Comey told Bureau subordinates that Brennan insisted the dossier should be included in the formal intelligence assessment on Russian election interference. That report called the ICA was delivered 2 weeks before President Trump took office.
I think that it's one more place for Mr. Durham to start.
Former Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, now a Fox News contributor, had access to the sensitive records. He called on Durham to review how the unverified dossier was used in October 2016 to secure the surveillance warrant for a Trump campaign aide, and then 2 months later, apparently considered again for the Russia intelligence assessment.
Brennan and Comey right now, the only thing they seem to share is a hatred for Donald Trump. It's going to be interesting if they begin to turn on one another. I've seen the document. I'm not going to describe it any more than that. Comey's got a better argument than Brennan based on what I've seen.
In a statement to Fox, a former CIA official put the blame squarely on Comey, saying Brennan and former intelligence chief James Clapper, quote, are the ones who opposed James Comey's recommendation that the Steele dossier be included in the intelligence report. The intelligence analyst didn't include it because it wasn't corroborated intelligence. James Comey then decided on his own to brief Trump about the document.
Comey's lawyer did not provide an on-the-record response. The inspector general is expected to release his findings on surveillance next month.
Did you catch the key phrase in Catherine Herridge's report? Welcome back, by the way. She says, Comey's attorney. Yeah. And Trey Gowdy's alluded to Comey having a better defense, if you will, of this than Brennan, but all I can tell you is get ready to celebrate, people. Get ready to celebrate. This is vindication of everything that we've been talking about. I don't care whether you're Alex Jones or I don't care whether you're Alex Johnson. This is vindication of everything. This is exactly what we've been talking about, the crooked nature of these leftists and this attempted coup. And Brennan, who's been running around, I mean, just go back and listen to any clip of Brennan you want. And, you know, just listen to the vitriol that he has, the animus he has towards Donald Trump. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that a guy like that served in the role that he did. Because here's what I will tell you about those agencies. It doesn't matter how you feel about the president. That's presidents come and go. Your job, when you're over the CIA, the NSA, you know, those types of agencies, is to be fair, is to make American people understand that it doesn't matter what your political ideology is, you are going to err on the side of righteousness. And see, that's our problem as conservatives, is we definitely live that honorable way. But these lefties don't. But let me tell you, Barr's not afraid. I've already talked to you guys. Shifting from Donald Trump over to Barr is a desperation move for the Democrats. I mean, I don't know if you can show more desperation than that move. That is them saying, we can't get Trump. Let's go after the new guy. And the new guy's done nothing. And for you to try to make somebody believe that Barr is suddenly behind Donald Trump, a man who doesn't have much interaction with Trump, he's a Bush guy. Bush people don't really like Donald Trump. Look at how the Bush family left the White House with the Obamas coming in, and they were talked about, they were ridiculed. Barack Obama blamed everything on Bush. I could go on. And now they're BFFs. That's how bad it is that they now see the Obamas as better friends than Donald Trump. Now, I get it. They're butthurt over how Trump treated Jeb. I understand that. But you would think that their ideology, right versus wrong, would win out. No. So anyway, Barr comes from that ilk. So the idea that, oh, he's a Trump homer, you know, he's going to make Donald Trump look good, is ridiculous. And people that are watching this know it. But let me tell you. You go back, you play this clip again on KJRadio.com. You listen to what Catherine Herridge said, and you tell me we're not winning this battle, that now that these guys are going at each other, we don't have a reason to celebrate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming a possible Democratic presidential run by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
He's not going to do well, but I think he's going to hurt Biden, actually. But he doesn't have the magic to do well. Little Michael will fail.
President Trump there speaking at the White House before heading off to Georgia. Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie says that, like the rest of the country, a number of veterans continue to struggle with opioid addiction.
On the opioid front, we have not been immune to the crisis that has impacted the United States. But in the last year and a half, we have reduced the number of opioid prescriptions at VA by 51%.
Wilkie speaking in Washington, D.C. ahead of the Veterans Day holiday on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are in turmoil. It's hard to tell who's really leading the pack, even though I hear it may be Joe Biden. Here's what Howard Kurtz had to say about it.
In politics, you get one shot at launching your campaign, one chance to sort of introduce yourself to the public and make your case. It's not like sports where there's a instant replay and then there's a do-over if the ump, the referee, doesn't like the way things are going. But the people who don't like the way things are going in this Democratic presidential race, which is only really a couple of months old, are those who are mired in single digits. And so they're trying to get the equivalent of a do-over. What's happening here is Joe Biden, despite all the pundits saying he shouldn't run, he's out of touch, and all that, he's at the moment, he's kind of running away with this thing. He's at 40%, 46%. You've got all these other candidates who are in single digits. So, headline in the Associated Press, Beto O'Rourke plans reintroduction as 2020 buzz fizzles. And what's happening here is, you remember O'Rourke was on the cover of Vanity Fair. He was born to run. And since then, he hasn't gotten much media attention at all. In fact, he made a deliberate decision to mostly stay off TV. And he's doing what he did in the Texas Senate race, which is meeting with small groups of voters. That does not work. In a national race, he's dropped way down in the polls, getting very little attention. So now a relaunch. He did Rachel Maddow show yesterday, going to be on The View today, trying to get some traction going. New York Times headline, Kamala Harris is trying to reset her campaign by taking on Trump. But she's being a little bit more vehement in her language against the president, accusing him of bigotry, saying he's not trying to make America great, he's trying to make America hate. Why? Because she's also in the single digits. And I think the California senator, you know, whereas Beto was always kind of the whole campaign revolved around his sort of new age personality. I think with Kamala, you know, a significant, talented former prosecutor, African-American, you know, was seen as having a pretty good shot. And she still might. It is very early. But she, too, going for the reintroduction thing, which is basically a way of admitting, you know, what I'm doing now ain't working. We're going to try something different. In her case, is taking on Donald Trump. She's also made mistakes. For example, she was on State of the Union on CNN with Jake Tapper, in which he said, you know, kind of pressed her on saying she supports Medicare for All in a version that would completely abolish private health insurance. She says, no, I'm not for that. Well, are you for the bill? Yes, I'm for the bill, but there are lots of kinds of insurance. I mean, she was backtracking, and it wasn't working very well. Again, all of this a reaction to Biden's dominance in the early going. And then there's a story in Politico talking about frustration on the part of Cory Booker. His allies quoted, and at least one advisor is saying, you know, he's a former mayor of Newark, and he's getting nowhere near the media attention of this other mayor of South Bend, much smaller town to be sure, Pete Buttigieg. And so they're suggesting, of course, that it's raised, that the media are only in favor of the white male candidates. And here's the thing. You have to earn media coverage and earn media attention. Cory Booker may turn into a good candidate, but he's a senator who's been around for a while. He is not making a lot of waves with the interviews that he's doing or the policy positions that he's taking. One of the allies was quoted as saying, you know, look, he's a fascinating guy. He's dating Rosario Dawson, but he doesn't talk about it. In fact, he wouldn't say for months who he was dating. Not that that's a major point. Pete Buttigieg, by taking the opposite approach of Beto, going on virtually every TV network that invites him, including this upcoming town hall on Fox News, he makes a lot of news because he's interesting, he's candid, he talks obviously about his sexuality, he's the only gay candidate in the race, but it's much more than that. And so when you do those things and you engage the media, you get attention, that translates into fundraising, it translates into polls, so Buttigieg is in third place. So to complain that the media aren't covering you or you need a reset so you're going to beg the media for a second look, and really it has as much to do with your own flaws as a candidate or shortcomings of your campaign as with any media bias. Not that the media don't often swoon over people. There was the swoon over Beto, Vanity Fair cover. That may be his high watermark. And there's kind of a honeymoon now with Mayor Pete. Will it last? Who knows? But right now, all of these candidates who are down in the single digits, all the other ones except Bernie, are struggling to find a way to break through. There's 22 candidates. They could be their own Jeopardy category. It's tough to break through in this environment. You've got to find a way to get and sustain media attention somehow. And if you can't do it, it has as much to do with you as the fact that the media, yes, can be rather fickle.
So that was Howard Kurtz of Fox News giving a pretty decent assessment. And I saw this, it was an article that says, Joe Biden is surfing a presidential polling wave that has at least momentarily stalled the momentum of the rest of his 2020 Democratic rivals. Now, I told you this is what the Democrats want. I think, I don't know what polls they are, but they need somebody to shut everybody else down so they can just focus on one candidate as the guy that can beat Trump. Now, here's what's interesting. They know Biden can't do it. But that doesn't stop him from telling everybody else, look, give it up. Leave it alone. Let Joe win it. You want to know why? Because they don't want all that money spent fighting each other. They don't want all that dirty laundry aired. And let me tell you what that means. That means you're going to have a flawed, very, very weak candidate. There isn't going to be a gladiator series like there was with the Republicans. Welcome, everybody, again. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm sorry I played that long clip, but I wanted Kurtz to break it down for you. I disagree, pardon me, with some of the things that he said. But you can't argue Kamala Harris resetting, O'Rourke resetting. Did he even mention Elizabeth Warren? How many candidates can you name of the Democrats? There are 22, I believe. Believe it or not, Hillary Clinton, they're asking the question, is she going to run? Yeah, we can cover that. Is Hillary Clinton running a non-campaign campaign for president? This was in the American Mirror. The twice-failed Democrat presidential candidate isn't interested in discussing an endorsement, and sources close to her have repeatedly said she hasn't closed the door on a rematch. Wednesday, just days before wrapping up a national speaking tour with her husband, by the way, that should have been all the indications she needed, that she needs not run, other than the fact that all these people are about to get indicted. But she says the Secretary of State headed to the first 2020 primary state of New Hampshire to lecture about decades of experience in world affairs as a career politician. Hillary Clinton is living on the muscle memory that Barack Obama's still in office, and she's going to get out scot-free. It ain't going to happen, Hills. Clinton boasted about her role in brokering the Iran nuclear deal to 900 students and faculty at Dartmouth. That's the only place Hillary Clinton or any of the other candidates can get more than 500 people to assemble is at a college or university where extra credit is given if you'll go. Let Hillary or any of the other candidates say we're holding a rally, throw a dart on the American map, boop, in any location you want, and if you can get 2,000 people there, I'll buy every one of them a steak dinner. And I'm broke. I know it's a safe bet. Do that with Trump. Watch what happens. Clinton boasting about an Iran nuclear deal that essentially gave Iran the billions of dollars and the ability and the wherewithal to get nuclear weapons for destruction of Israel and the United States. And she's bragging. I don't think we can, unfortunately, rule that out. And there's always, always a threat of miscalculation. Somebody makes a mistake, somebody on our side, somebody on the Iranian side. She was asked if there could, you know, be a proliferation, if you will, between the United States and Iran. Clinton's comments, they say, follows decades of experience making a lot of mistakes and miscalculations during her tenure as Senator and Secretary of State. She voted for the Iraq War, pushed to overthrow governments friendly to the U.S., such as Egypt, contributed to the rise of ISIS, and increased conflicts in Iraq, Syria, and other places, helped negotiate military intervention in Libya that led to the assassination of Gaddafi, the country's ruin in the hands of Islamic militants, murders of Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens, on special mission, inability to prevent North Korea from developing nuclear weapons or Russia's involvement in the Ukraine. This is just a smattering of the failed ability of Hillary Clinton, and she dare wants to, you know, first of all, the hubris of Hillary Clinton to believe that the Democrats even want her as a candidate is amazing. Secondly, the fact that she doesn't believe she's going to end up in prison is astounding to me beyond belief. This is why somebody's got to go to prison. She casts blame on conspiracy fetishing that allegedly contributed to her humiliating defeat against Trump. She recalled how her campaign had met with folks who believe that Clinton is a murderer when knocking on doors during her last campaign. Well, wouldn't you think I'd been, like they used to say, locked up by now if that were the case? What did I tell you about Clinton, about the leftists? They tell you who they are by what they tell you that shouldn't have happened. Don't you think I should have been locked up? Yeah, I do. I'm not saying, don't ask it as if it's incredible for me to believe it. Yes, I believe you should have been locked up for multiple reasons and not just murder. Anyway, there's more to this when we get back. Why the Democrats are in a heap of trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Yeah. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Xtendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Xtendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jussie Smollett is not guilty because he doesn't feel guilty. Yeah, he lives in a world where the only way you can take on guilt is if the narrative demands it. And the anti-Trump narrative doesn't demand any guilt. You can say anything, do anything you want. That's why this guy comes back after knowing that he's guilty, knowing it. And he says, you know, I wouldn't be my mother's child. Well, he wouldn't be his mother's child. His mother raised him to see nothing except through the prison of blackness and oppression that she likely grew up in. The problem is, it's misplaced. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Adam Schiff, he doesn't feel guilty. He's been asked to resign because, as the president said, Adam Schiff has been knowingly lying, misleading the public, putting out false information and leaking information on a case that he's not supposed to. He's been knowingly doing this. But ask if you believe that Adam Schiff feels like he's guilty. Ask Peter Strzok if he feels guilty when he says the FBI, we do everything by the book. We don't take any of our own biases into account. This is a man whose obvious bias was in his investigation of Donald Trump. It's so clear to anybody who's got a brain, but he sees it as, oh no, not the case. I didn't do anything wrong here, folks. I followed the rules. The rules have changed on their side. None of them feel guilty. McCabe all but came out and admitted. I mean, it wasn't an almost. He admitted they went after Donald Trump because they felt like he was the wrong person for the job. And ask him, if put a gun to his head and say, did you do something wrong? You will have to pull the trigger. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. Ask Hillary Clinton if she believes that she did anything wrong in hiding her server in a basement bathroom, putting out classified information, strategizing to get her cronies bigger dollars through her Clinton Foundation while she was pretending to play Secretary of State, feathering her own nest. Ask her if she did anything wrong. Put a gun to her head and say, you better tell the truth or I'll kill you. She will never admit that she did anything wrong. Ask Barack Obama if he had any scandals during his administration and wait on the answer. He's already told you. Tell him. Give him the examples of an FBI gone rogue. Give him the examples of all the different things that led up to the prosecution or the attempted coup of Donald Trump and the want to impeach Donald Trump after they couldn't get him as a candidate, trying to get him as a president. The very same organization that Barack Obama said, keep me posted. Ask him if he did anything wrong. Put a gun to his head and say, Barack Obama, you better tell the truth or I'm going to shoot you right now. He will never admit it. You'd have to shoot him. I could give you example after example. Ask James Clapper if he believes the lies he told on TV are wrong. When he lied before Congress about surveillance of Trump. Ask the media if they think they did anything wrong in reporting on the Mueller farce, the Mueller investigation. Ask them if they did anything wrong in reporting on Jesse Smollett. Ask them if they did anything wrong in all the coverage of Donald Trump, which is practically 90% negative. Ask them and see what they say. Ask the DNC if they felt bad about cheating Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. If they felt bad about cuddling up with Hillary Clinton and effectively letting her run their organization. Ask the Democrats if they feel bad that Donna Brazile gave the questions in advance to Hillary Clinton during the debate. Ask them. Ask them if they had any problem trying to go after Trump's kids, his family members, targeting his son, his young son, who's only like 10 years old or something. Ask them if they have any regrets for anything that they've done. Pick one. They will have no regrets. They don't care. Ask them if they care about targeting you, conservatives, not giving you 501c3 status, trying to shut down your ability to actually go out and form organizations that help your candidates. Ask Facebook if he cares that he's targeting you. I'm talking about for real. Put him on a lie detector test. Ask him if he cares. Ask Jack at Twitter if he cares that he's shutting you down, that he's shadow banning you. Ask Google if they care that when you say Hillary Clinton, you type in Hillary Clinton is a saint, the best should be president, whatever. Ask them what they type in about Donald Trump, what they let get through on that. Ask them why you don't get to see searches of the things that you're really looking for. Instead, they push you into left things, leftist thinking, and so on and so forth. Ask them if they care. Ask them if they care about veterans dying on waiting lists during the Obama administration. Do you think Obama gives a crap about veterans? Ask them if they care about calling military people baby killers and stuff like that, yet pretending to support them. Just saying, folks, ask them. Ask the leftists if they really care about kids. Why are they killing babies that are born? Why can't they look for a better, more reasonable solution? Ask them why they demonize us for wanting to protect life of any kind. Ask them why they consider dogs or other animals more important than human beings. Just keep on. I can go on. Yeah, look, I got all day. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Ask the left if they care about teaching your kids sexualizing your second graders, teaching them about Islam but not letting them learn about Christ or Christianity or Judaism. Ask them about that. Ask them if they care that the kids are not actually getting educated, but more getting an indoctrination. Ask them if they care that your kids can't read, can't do basic math, but know all about social justice, you know, and the inequalities that don't exist in this country. Ask them if they think any of that's wrong. Ask them if they want your kids to understand that work ethic, that perseverance, that these are things that come in abundance, and you can tip the scales of anybody if you're willing to work hard, work smart, learn your craft, hone it, get better at it, and continue it, persevere through the tough times, and you're gonna, and as long as you love it and there's a passion for it, you'll be able to do it. Ask them if they want to revamp the education system to let that be the goal, as opposed to this conveyor belt of ignorance, as Kim Fox called it, the school to prison program, because that's what it is for a lot of blacks, school to prison. You think they care? Ask Hollywood if it doesn't care, if it cares about sexualizing your kids or giving you some crazy ideas around, you know, the LGBT lifestyle or whatever else. Ask them if they care. If Supergirl is a lesbian, does Supergirl have to be a lesbian? Of course she does in Hollywood. I was watching a movie the other day. They have this Chinese woman who is just overacting like you wouldn't believe. She's shooting, you know, doesn't even know how to handle a weapon, but she's walking along and she's doing these, you know, little kung fu moves and knocking guys off their feet. Doesn't even have to look. She's so good. Guys come at her, they look at her wrong. She's shooting with both hands, not even looking. Trips a guy up, wants the people to see how vicious he is. She shoots him in the head without even looking and keeps walking. And everybody's like, ooh. And all the meanwhile, there are these big, vicious brutes that look like they've been trained in the art of warfare for decades, like they worked with the Spartans themselves. And they're just watching this young 105-pound Asian woman be the destructor. Yeah, because, you know, that's the way it works in real life. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, big, brawny guys with brains just stand around and watch the little Asian girl or little white chick, atomic blonde, go out and do the dirty work, right? That's how it works. Sure it is. I'm not telling you that women can't be vicious and mean and man stoppers and the whole deal. I know some. I'm very proud to have fought with them, you know, and trained with them and a host of other things. But don't try to reprogram me to think that's the way the world works, because it isn't. So this is what I'm talking about, folks, when I talk about all the different things that the left wants us to accept and how distorted they are. And you think you're going to change them. You think our methodology that we've been using for a long time is going to change them. I was in IT. We talked about methodology all the time, and I would go into a meeting and people, well, Kevin, these other people had a great methodology. We really loved their methodology. And I went, let me ask you this. What are the results of their projects? Did they talk about that? Because I can give you three projects where they got kicked off because their methodology didn't work. But, you know, it sounds good on paper. It's kind of like leftism. It's an amazing methodology on paper. Until you try to implement it. And you want to know why? Because they're disingenuous liars. They're not going to implement their methodology the way they tell you. They're just going to tell you what you want to hear. Here's what I'm going to tell you. My methodology works. Here's my client list. Call them. Conservatism works. You got a client list? I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.